lot of used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive.
Middle. The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing, when the sun comes shining through. When you're crying, you bring on the rain.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling. And the world will smile with you.
Hey, y'all, you're listening WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, a community voice of the Crescent City. You're here with Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange, and we have guests with us tonight. Right now, James Neighbors, the founder of Overpasses for America, and Miss Phoenix Kingsley.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello, darlings. So, in the time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So, how y'all feel about that? That's from George Orwell. People can get that book. They want to see how the direction we get going in. They could get Mark Levine's American Marxism. Because you can vote in communism, but you'll have to shoot your way out. It's kind of...
Well, I tell you what, we've got a mess going on here in the USA bigger than and weirder than George Orwell could have ever imagined.
No joke.
So 1984.
Right, exactly. So here they're saying someone blew up the Georgia Guidestones in, you know, Alberton, Georgia, and the district attorney says he's going to charge people. You know, criminally charge them when he finds out who they are. And it's a toss-up, you see. It could be where they want to destroy evidence that they were headed that way for depopulation, because that's what was written on those. And they could have just done that to falsely accuse other people. So you know how that goes. A lot of that goes on.
That could be, but... It had more of a feeling like it was an amateur bomb trying to bring the whole thing down. If it had been a professional bomb, I think they would have.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was a warning shot across the bow of Klaus Schwab and his friends. But
yes.
We'll see.
Well, definitely. I mean, I'll go for anything on that, going in that direction, because then we can have hope. You see, because in the Netherlands, they want to take away the farmers' property. They are not putting this on the national news, that they actually got out. You know, like y'all had Ms. Kingsley with, you know, the People's Convoy passing through Arizona, going to California after Washington, D.C., and then your Trump trains. That y'all had the biggest one, longest one, 96 miles. Excuse me, I got to get that right, because those extra miles make a difference. So, why y'all not talking? I mean, you know.
Oh, I'm trying not to interrupt you.
No.
James, you said the shot across the bow. In my world, and maybe I just live in my own world, but in my world, the shot across the bow was January 6th. Where was everyone else?
Right. Well,
the problem with that is just the nature of how that whole thing went down. You know, if those people were still out able to speak out, that'd be one thing, but they made the mistake of going to the only city in America where you have no constitutional rights.
Ray Epps. Ray Epps, FBI operative. Right. And so we cannot be silenced. I mean, I'm 72 years old, you know. It's like I kept things to myself for over 30 years of how people around me were pulling stuff. I never said anything, you know, because you had to do it like a sneak. But you see, that's how some people live, like sneaks. So, in essence, you want to use my name to buy yourself a car. I got a problem with that. I have a problem with that. Because then, oh, I can't have credit because you got this car, really? You know, so anyway, I'm just pushing for everybody to do what they need to do to straighten things out in their community, in their family, and everybody behave.
Well, I guess my curiosity comes at how many shots across the bow are we going to get before we lose the war? You know, we had the election, we've had 2,000 mules, we had January 6th, we've had the convoy. It's amazing to me how many people we can get out to come stand on an overpass and wave, but then when we go into the community, we say, hey, we need you to canvass the neighborhood. It's 4 hours, you know, one time a month, 4 hours. We need you to go canvass. Where are those people? I need you to get on the phone and make a phone call to your senator. Where are those people?
Right. Right. Well, that's
how many shots across the bow right. do we get before it's over?
That's why we got to be kind to the elderly people and the veterans, because they the ones that can get on the phone and do that. But they, in Louisiana, say they cut services to, you know, elderly services as soon as this governor became governor. And when I first started the Beat Exchange on elderly affairs, I called the governor's office and asked them what were the services that they cut, you know, because the Council on Aging, the buildings for Council on Aging that were built after Hurricane Katrina in the state of Louisiana, there's something to see. But those are political positions, people given jobs. I decided that. I did, because I did my research. In fact, I went in and tried to join the Council on Aging, but they told me that I had to be 60. Well, I was older than that. And then they asked me to see my ID. I was much older than that. So then the ladies all had to trade my ID around and come out and look at me and stuff like that. I mean, you know, talk about a welcoming committee. So what I did, I went and took pictures of the artwork in the hallway and in their offices. And, you know, what did these people do? But, you know, that's for another day. But I gave that project for someone else to do. And it's an elderly person. And they know veterans in their neighborhood. And so, you know, I think that, you know, Ms. Kingsley, that maybe if we approach the veterans and elderly people, you know, that can do phone work, that they would wind up getting their own little sewing circle, so to speak, you know.
I think they have, and mm-hmm. I think some people have, but we need everybody. Everybody's got to get it. I don't care what party you belong to. Wrong is wrong and right is right. It doesn't matter what party you belong to. So I don't want to make it a party issue. I want to make it it's wrong. What's happening in the U.S. today is wrong. Look around. This is not complicated. Look at the cities that are falling into
right.
gang hands, for lack of a better word.
Well, you know, they just caught...
The problem that we're dealing with is communists. I mean, you know, they can say we're crying, you know, yelling boogeyman all they want, but how many times, I don't know, just in the last 2 years alone, the people they called conspiracy theorists turned out to be not just right, but frighteningly accurately correct. You know?
I need new theories. All mine came true.
Yeah, I mean, January 6th, you know, shouldn't be held prisoner when we had BLM and Antifa tearing up cities across the United States when Obama was framed.
We have people illegally protesting outside of justices' houses as we speak. That's a felony. Each one of those people should have at least 10 years behind bars for each count, for each time that they have gone to a judge's house. That's 10 years that they should have gotten. Meanwhile, we have people locked up in indefinite detention under the Patriot Act for a police-guided tour complete with FBI rabble-rousers in the crowd directing the people that are now in jail to go do what, well, less than what they were being told. Because, you know, Ray Epps was burn it down, you know, all the FBI instigators in the crowd were burn it down. And, well, how much got burnt down? Nothing. The worst thing that happened is a laptop got stolen. A lectern was run around with like an idiot for a while, and some guy tossed some paperwork in Pelosi's office. That's the extent of the damage that occurred.
Right.
And yet we're supposed to believe that people listening to the police while they're in the Capitol during this so-called insurrection, greeting the police, being given instructions by the police how to behave, and complying.
We got to slide over for a break, and then we're going to come back and still talk about January 6th, because I got something to say about who arranged the buses.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-7...
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation.
Right. So they these investigative independent journalists as investigators. They've exposed that the anonymous social media account that is labeled Patriot Takes, that incites violence, anti-American patriot takes, is propaganda funded by Hillary Clinton and administrated by the violent far-left extremist Amy Willis Gray. So they also came up, and this is Kyle Clifton and Grayson Arnold. They've exposed the anonymous account has connections to dark money, Soros funding, and Clinton PACs. So that's something. And I guess everybody heard that Elon Musk isn't interested in buying Twitter because they lied about how many followers they had. But, you know, the Picnic online supermarket in the Netherlands burnt down that sells fake meat. It caught on fire in the middle of the night. And the farmers in the Netherlands put that on the internet. Might have been scrubbed by now. I caught it like about 2:30 in the morning. And Bill Gates Foundation funded the supermarket that sells fake meat. So that's where we're supposed to be headed. Lab-grown meat and uses all electric vehicles for delivery. Received 600 million euros last year from Bill Gates Foundation. So that's grand. So they're buying up farmland here in the United States. And, you know, he needs to stay on his Mercer Island where they, the feds had to talk to him and Rick Jones about the images that they were running through the Gmail account. So there was a deadly shooting at four different 7-Eleven locations across Southern California. And it was on 911 breaking news, as where the report originated. But all of a sudden, the story disappeared. And I tried to pull it down and give it to other on-air show hosts. So, y'all, so what's going on with, did you hear about Stu Peters? It's got the... Yeah, what'd you hear about him?
No, I didn't hear anything right about him. I don't follow him much.
Right. No, well, I get alerts of the documentaries and guests that he has on his show. And it's an anti-child trafficking documentary exposing Children Protective Services trafficking pedophile elites, you know. And it's called These Little Ones. And also, the FBI has a sweeping investigation of Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans taking children over state lines being sexually assaulted. So they're going after the Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans under the Mann Act. It's a racketeering thing. It's about time. You got an organized crime syndicate operating over there with dirty attorneys, witnesses, unknown fraudulent documents, higher ups in the Catholic Church, medical kidnappings. You know,
well, I mean, good grief. I mean, how much trafficking is going on in this country? I mean, you know, you darn well know that Donald Trump was not on Ghislaine Maxwell's list,
right?
Because if he was even mentioned on that list, right, going to Epstein's Island,
right,
then it would be all over the right news, but not a peep,
right,
not a single peep, you know. But yet, despite knowing that many children were molested and violated and trafficked and this, that, and whatnot, and heinous things that none of us ever want to know about.
Right.
Nobody's gone to jail except her. You know?
Right.
I mean,
oh, no, they need the black book.
To all the rich and powerful.
No,
but yet,
I think that's why they had to get Ketanji Jackson on the bench, because her whole mission has been to normalize pedophilia. They caught a lion in a confirmation hearing, but how Democrats put her name up was because of Georgia's special election was rigged. The same thing that happened on election night where Trump votes flipped to Biden and wasn't corrected when they certified the vote count, that's the same thing that happened on the night of the special election for the U.S. Senate seat for Georgia. So that's how through election theft that gave them the majority on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And so they review and have the final say-so because they're the majority, but stolen ballot, let's say, no different. And so...
in Wisconsin alone, they said that every single vote that was cast via drop-in ballot, drop box,
right,
was completely illegal.
Yeah,
I mean, that was like two days ago. Their Supreme Court said that all those the drop boxes are illegal and cannot be used anymore, and they were illegal at the time that they were used in the 2020 election. But yet, I don't hear them saying anything about those votes don't count.
Right, and Maricopa, Miss Kingsley, Maricopa, what did they do? They issued a resolution that they totally reject the 2020 results of the presidential election in Maricopa.
Maricopa County.
Yeah,
which
county.
Which includes the Phoenix Basin and all of its little towns. They said that, but yet nothing's been decertified. So Brnovich is just sitting on it. I'm beginning to think that Attorney General Brnovich doesn't want to do anything because he's running for a higher office, and I think he doesn't want to rock the boat. I hate to say that out loud, but I think that's the truth.
Well, I think we ought to call his office. I think we ought to start calling his office nonstop, because if he's not going to work... You know, I mean.
Yeah, we've got callers that have called and called and called, and mm-hmm. You know, you get the same canned response. Basically, we're looking into it. We're on your side. We're going to help.
Yeah,
and yet, you know, here we are, almost 2 years into Biden's presidency, and nothing has happened.
Right.
So my frustration with.
What about Gosar?
My frustration with the sister in the roof.
What?
We need another Elliot Ness.
Right.
I mean, seriously, somebody that they don't have, you know, you can't intimidate them and they cannot be bought. I mean, that guy is going to be remembered forever. We need another guy that isn't worried about money. But hey, if he wants to be remembered forever, I'm cool with that. But we know.
Right.
We had one. I called him.
You know.
Right. No, definitely. We'll come right back after this. Listen to WGSO 990 AM.
She wants everything. She wants the Gucci and the Louis things. All the juicy and canary blend. She wants the kind of things that gonna stain. And she won't give it up until you give her just about enough. Those girls are so dangerous. It's enough to make a lover, bro. Why do you want that love?
Is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's ranch for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Did
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Since reaching a record high in mid-June, gasoline prices have fallen over 30 cents in the last month. Jeff Palermo has more.
Gas Buddy senior petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says the statewide average is $4.19 a gallon, and finding gasoline under $4 a gallon is becoming more common.
It's going to be a continuing trend that more stations will likely fall under the $4 a gallon mark so long as nothing shifts.
DeHaan says demand is down and oil prices have tumbled over fears of a possible recession. He says prices could go back up if there's a string of good economic news.
Whether that be GDP, jobs reports, consumer sentiment, we could see prices go back up.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Lafayette-based food delivery service Waiter announces they'll rebrand as ASAP or ASAP and begin delivering not only restaurant orders but also goods from all sorts of business. The move is to counter competitors like Uber Eats and DoorDash who've expanded their delivery base. Waiter says the rebranding is already underway. This is news on LRN.
Tiger Rag, three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year, two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame, 2 college football playoff appearances, and now the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian
Kelly.
I'm
excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be.
Is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want
to
be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, July 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, July 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
WGSO, 990 AM, we have Machina Rodriguez from SecureTheBorder.us on the line, waiting to bring her on with James Neighbors, the founder of Overpasses for America, and Miss Phoenix Kingsley, a friend of the Beat Exchange on a national stage. Right, Miss Kingsley?
I'm here.
No, good. Did y'all see that DeSantis, the governor of Florida, he's appointed the Chief Judge Peter Antonacci as director of the newly created Election Crime Security Office. The appointment came after DeSantis signed an electric integrity bill into law in April. The new law requires voter rolls to be reviewed and updated annually, strengthens ID requirements, increases penalties for election law violations, and created a new office to investigate election law violations. Now, this is good. This is what Florida had when President Trump tried to do it on a national level to have access. He couldn't. It went under Homeland Security. So they forced it that it couldn't operate separately, that it would have to go under Homeland Security. But you see, that disappeared because Homeland Security has a border wide open, and Texas wants to sign a resolution about it being an invasion for what's happening in Arizona.
Well, if they do so, they can use our state militias, if they had one, to actually go down and protect the border.
Right, right. So is she not?
Yeah, I was down there for the press conference down there in Kenney County. Uh-huh. I flew on down there where the border counties, and we anticipate more to sign on board, declaring, if you will, and defining it as an invasion and calling out once again for Governor Abbott and for the state elected officials to declare exactly this, a state of invasion, because if we secure the Texas southern border, that's going to help secure the nation. And then right now we actually have a petition up on the website at securetheborder.us and the calls to action to put the pressure on Governor Abbott and the elected officials to do exactly that, that we are United Texas. It doesn't matter if you're North Texas or South Texas, this should not be happening. And our elected officials need to stand up. And, you know, you said something earlier, you and James were talking earlier about, the J6 prisoners. I just did a podcast on Friday. I had a current three-letter agent. He's currently working under the Biden regime, unfortunately, but he's one of us. And he came on, and we were talking about the DOJ going after not just the state of Texas, not just Governor Abbott, but setting the stage to arrest Texas law enforcement that is aiding and participating, in Operation Lone Star. So you're talking about going after our county sheriffs. You're talking about going after a DPS or Texas military for defending the state of Texas. That's a very real possibility, and that is exactly what the DOJ is gearing up to do.
Well, people need to view this administration as illegitimate. It came into power by being installed, and there's enough evidence for them to step down. They're not going to step down. That's why they're going to use every single thing they can
to create a problem. We've got this Hunter Biden laptop out there right now, and I would like to remind every Democrat voter out there that back in 1988, you guys drummed a guy out of politics because he had a single one-night stand on his luxury yacht. His name was Gary Hart. Actually, a pretty decent guy, aside from his infidelity. Probably would have made a pretty decent president. But instead, we've got Joe Biden, whose daughter's on record for saying they took inappropriate showers together, and, Joe Biden's friends calling him Pedo Pete, and, Hunter Biden on video buying crack from prostitutes Any other president in history would have resigned in shame, and yet there's no talk out of D.C. from the Republicans or from the Democrats, except for maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene,
yeah,
about getting rid of Biden.
Go ahead, Sheena.
I'm telling you right now, if they pull this trigger, which they very well could, okay, because look at who we have sitting in jail. We have political prisoners still sitting in D.C. We have the doors of, at 3 a.m. in the morning, three-letter agencies, FBI, breaking into mothers and fathers who are, going to school boards claiming that they are domestic terrorism, labeling all of us as domestic terrorists. And if they pull this trigger, which they are gearing up to do, to start arresting Texas law enforcement, I promise you that will be the camel, like the last straw on the camel's back. I promise you that will be. That will send shockwaves and will finally, it's going to prove once and for all to not just throughout the state of Texas, but to the great nation, of the United States, of what we once were, the fair-minded people and the patriots that are out there. It's going to wake them up and realize that, you start rounding up our Texas law enforcement and start prosecuting them. That's gonna. I'm telling you right now, y'all get ready.
People should really understand that prior to the Civil War, the federal government not only would not have had any means, they had no means to do the things that they're doing now. They didn't even have a military. The federal government itself proper didn't even have a military. All of the military was managed by the states. And we need to decentralize this country again, because the federal government should not even have the power to even insinuate that they might think about doing it, let alone actually making preparations to, for all intents and purposes, invade another state, in one of the states, with hostile forces.
Yeah,
because that's what they're talking about doing to Texas, is an invasion with federal forces into the state of Texas to arrest Texas nationals, Texas nationals for defending the Republic of Texas.
Right.
That will start a shooting war, is what that will start.
There's enough oil in Texas to keep our country energy independent for over 200 years. And so, I can understand why they would want to succeed so that they can't have control over the people, but I don't like that. But, y'all talk. I got it. What?
I said, hopefully Texas sheriffs know their power, because sheriffs have a lot more power than people give them credit for.
Oh, exactly. I saw something on the internet about, it was a bit on Texas sheriffs altogether, and even judges that stood up and said they need to close the border, and it's an invasion, and that's all there is to it. That we should,
and that's what I was there for, was the press conference.
Oh, good.
Was for that, and you, if you remember, it was the great Sheriff Coe of Kinney County that finally had enough, and he sent four illegals back over to Mexico. Not this junk that is pandering that Governor Abbott is doing. No, where he's just literally loading them up on Texas DPS buses and then dropping them back off on still Texas sovereign land.
Right.
Essentially passing release. No. He Sheriff Coe sent him back over to Mexico, and I guarantee you that Kinney County and the Kinney County officials will be the first ones on the DOJ's list to go after.
Well, they found the largest fentanyl seizure in history, over half a ton. So this is the whole idea. They want the border to remain open, a half a ton. It's like 1 kilo of fentanyl. And this is the DEA's statistics, could kill 500,000 people. So roughly 271 million lethal doses in this bust. And it came from Bill Mulligan reported this. I picked that up on the internet. So, it's like we got a crazy person in the White House whose son has no problem taking pictures of himself fooling with underage kids. And, you know, we just have to keep an eye out because there's things like Moms for Liberty. You know, they're going after the teachers union because that's the K-12 cartel, you know, and we cannot be silenced. We can't be silenced.
Teachers unions need to be abolished.
Right, you know.
So, I mean, corrections officers can't even have a union, and they actually work a job that's, you know, dangerous.
Right. Right. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. Do you want that love?
Checking out, see Tennessee. She can't afford to book the credits lean. Before she know it, did she? As a community and as a family of brothers and sisters, have you been searching for a patriot group to join? At AP3%, we believe that citizens from all walks of life must stand unified, peaceful, and in a legitimate manner to overcome tyranny. Our goal and mission are simple. We believe in the sanctity and principles of the Constitution of the United States of America in its entirety. We fully support all constitutional law enforcement, first responders, and the military. AP3%, reclaiming America, one patriot at a time. APIII.US.
This is Sandy Juan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
My goodness. So it's going on a little bit before 8, like 10 minutes to 8 in New Orleans. We're coming to you live from New Orleans. And there's Miss Kingsley in Arizona, Miss Sheena Rodriguez from SecureTheBorder.us from Texas, and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America out of Oklahoma. So the gang's all here. So from time to time, we're going to be reporting, right, Gina, what's going on. And Jeff Correa did a nice piece on the border. And so we're going to funnel you to Jeff's morning show so you could call in at that time, too. And
perfect.
Okay. And he's on between 7 and 11, but I'm going to give him your phone number. And, you know, I told him about you. So I said, send a number. So that's perfect. And I want to thank James for that help and Phoenix Kingsley. So let's see. The a million barrels of oil. People don't understand. The reason why our gasoline is high, we're paying for what they're doing, sending money to other countries. In the process, y'all all know about Nancy Pelosi with insider trading. She now is, they got the perfect setup. Here's Hunter Biden. He owns part of the company that they sold 1 million barrels to, Communist China. They're owned by Communist China. Obama, too. Hillary Clinton, too. But people don't. They got to have it like a grapefruit smashed in their face. You know, like. What? Can't hear you, James.
One thing that people really need to understand is that this is Obama, okay?
There you
Biden
go.
is a meat puppet.
Right.
He's not in charge.
Exactly.
Every bit of this is Obama.
Third term.
He's going to get away with it without a massive investigation because of plausible deniability.
Well, you see, if they did an investigation, they need to have a special counsel because this is an illegitimate DOJ, Merrick Garland. You know, I mean, what a joke. And do you know what? I gotta say this. The daytime entertainment people, when they start carrying on about, oh, we got to come together and we got to do this, that, and the other and be good to people. Well, they weren't good to Kanye West when he went to the White House with black leaders from communities all around the country. When President Trump invited them to the White House to tell him what they needed in their communities. So I used to watch the talk all the time, you know, because Sharon Osbourne and stuff like that until they came out as hated Trump. How can you friggin' do that? Oh, but you like the pedophiles, you know, with the spirit cooking. Or you could sit there and say that, yes, and when they were Merrick Garland, the Republicans would not even consider Merrick Garland for a seat on the Supreme Court bench for President Obama.
And now he was.
Yeah, well, guess what? It wasn't. Republicans had the majority in the Senate. So Obama was pushing for Garland, but let me tell you what we all remember because we know, we're educated enough to know that Obama was out of line what he was doing and taking advantage of people. What they didn't know. What we remember from that time when Obama started pitching to consider Garland, Merrick Garland, we remember that in the same news cycle of pitching Merrick Garland for the U.S. Supreme Court. In the same news cycle was the announcement of the sudden death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Scalia. That's what we remember when you bring that garbage up about Obama had Merrick Garland. So you see this woman on the talk, because she said that the other day, I won't watch the show anymore. They fell apart. Now, I used to watch The View years ago because it was women talking, but they were too ridiculous. Too ridiculous. So now, I mean, look, when they were trying to humanize Ketanji Jackson, even Gayle King got it, Illuminati Gayle King. She's having her friends from college humanize her. Why don't you talk about her entire mission was to normalize pedophilia? I mean, tell the truth.
And that's the other reason.
Well,
you've got literally so many children with no one looking for them, of these unaccompanied minors. There's no record of them, right? Right. And they're using our taxpayer dollars to do it, and that just fuels these sex rings.
Exactly.
Already, or to already horrific, you know, issue of sex and human trafficking. And that's why we keep on saying it keeps on. We keep on circling back and circling around, because all these issues, from elections to the borders to everything, is absolutely 100% connected. It's fast tracking to communism, and they don't care who gets hurt. It's disgusting.
Right. Right. Well, so you're going to put up on your website Secure the Border when you're doing a podcast and that, and they could just check in with you, SecureTheBorder.us. And on with James Neighbors, he's on Gab, so you could get Gab.com and talk about your group on Gab, James. Can I hear James? Where's James?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I thought you were still talking to us, talking to her.
No.
Over Pest for America. Yeah, just come to Gab.com. And do a search for hashtag O4A. You'll find it. It's real easy to find. Come on over, and we can teach you everything you need to know to get out and communicate.
On street
corners, we really need some people out talking about this illegal immigration problem we've got going on.
Yeah. So, Ms. Kingsley, I appreciate you dropping by this evening.
And yes, ma'am.
You had some good information, you know, because now we know that someone, we can help you, like you can help us, because where we go one, we go all, with your state attorney general of Arizona not doing anything about the information that was given to him recently. And so it's really a shame. So we're going to see y'all same time next week. 7 o'clock on Monday nights with the Beat Exchange and my beautiful people. Thank you.
Just with a grand zombie, my yellow belt of Charizard, and a feather no tomcat, fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke, see my enemy at the end of the road. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Dang, I'm gonna
call me killing Kong Kong. Walk on gilded splinters.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
July 16th and 17th,
at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
July 16th and 17th,
at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.